Next is a lecture on Jamashtami, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 4th, 1969, in Hamburg, Germany.
Avidya Karma Sangha Anya Tritiya Shaktirishad. This is a verse from Vishnu Purana. It is stated there that Vishnu Shakti Para, the energy of the Supreme Lord, is spiritual. Energy and the energetic, they are not different. Just like the sun shine is the energy of the sun globe. But the quality of sun shine and the sun globe is the same. It is not different. The sun shine is bright, illuminating, hot. Similarly, we can understand the sun glow, the temperature may be very high, but the quality is the same. So, Vishnu Shakti Paraprak, God has got one energy. That energy is spiritual energy. And Khetragnakya Tathapara. And the same energy is manifested in another form, which is called Khetragnya, or marginal energy. Or the energy in which we living creatures are acting. And avidya karma sangha anya tritiya shaktirishat. And besides these energies, there is another energy which is avidya, ignorance, karma sangha. And it is based on fruitive activities. Anya. Anya means besides these two energies, spiritual energy and the marginal energy, living entities, there is another energy which is called avidya. Avidya means ignorance. And karma sangha. And in that energy, one has to enjoy the fruit of his own labor. This is the material world. This material world is also energy of Krishna or God. But here, ignorance prevails. Ignorance is prominent. Avidya. Ignorance. Therefore, one has to work. Practically, one hasn't got to work. But because one is in avidya, ignorance, therefore, he has to work. Avidya, karma, sangya, anya, tritiya, shakti, rishat. So actually, there is one energy, spiritual energy. Krishna or God is the Holy Spirit, and the energy is emanating from Him, that is also spiritual. Oh. Shakti Shaktimato Abhinna. In the Vedic language, we understand that the Shaktiman, or the energetic Krishna, and the energy, they are non-different. So this material energy is also non-different from Krishna. In other words, of Vedic language, it is said, Sarvam Khalidam Brahma. Everything is Brahma. In the Bhagavad Gita also, Lord Krishna says that Maya Tatamidam Sarvam. Sarvam means all. Idam, this manifestation, this cosmic manifestation, whatever you are experiencing, Krishna says that I am expanded as this cosmic manifestation. Maya tatamidam sarvam abhakta murtina. This impersonal feature, abhakta. Masthani sarvabhutani nahangteshu avasthitaha. Everything is resting on me, or everything is expansion of myself. Nahangteshu avasthitaha. But I am not there. This philosophy, Achinta Vedavet, simultaneously one and different, is our philosophy, inaugurated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although it is in the Vedanta Sutras. So, everything is simultaneously one and different from the Supreme Lord. But there are two classes of philosophers. One class says that God and the living entities are different, and there is another philosopher, monist philosopher, they say God and the living entities are one. So this Achinta Vedavet philosophy adjusts that God and the living creatures, they are simultaneously one and different. They are one in quality. Just like the energy and the energetic, the sun globe and the sun sign. In quality, in sun sign there is heat, there is illumination, light. In the sun globe also there is heat, there is illumination. But the degrees are quite different. You can bear the heat and illumination of the sun sign, but you cannot go to the sun globe, or you can bear the heat and temperature there. The scientist says there are so many millions miles away. If somebody goes, or some planet goes near the sun globe, it will immediately burn into ashes. Similarly, God and ourselves, Krishna and living entities, they are qualitatively one. But quantitatively, we are very minute. Anu. We are smaller than the atom. Nowadays there is atomic theory. We can see the atoms within the holes of the windows when there is focus of sunlight. That is called Trasharenu. Trasharenu means 6 atoms combine together, then it is visible. Otherwise, atom is also not visible with our naked eyes. There is atomic theory, Paramanubhava, in Vedic literature also. And Bhagavad says that the scientist may be one day able to count how many atoms are there within this universe. This is not possible, of course, but it is theoretically. The Vedic Srimad Bhagavat says that it may be possible someday by scientific research one can count how many atoms are there within this cosmic manifestation. Still, it is not possible to know the Supreme Personality of Godhead by our ordinary sense perception. Atah Sri Krishna Namadi Navhavet Graiham Indriyai. Krishna or God is not perceived by our material senses. It is not possible. Atah. Therefore, Sri Krishna Namadi. Atah Sri Krishna Namadi. Namadi. Namadi means beginning from his name, because we try to understand Krishna beginning by chanting his holy name, Hare Krishna. Then, after chanting Hare Krishna, when our heart is purified, then we can understand his form, Satchidananda Vigraha. So either his name or his form or his quality or his paraphernalia or his activities, none of these can be understood by your material senses. It is not possible. Atah Sri Krishna Namadi Navhavet Graihyam Indriyai. Indriya, the senses. Then, how it is understood? Sevanmukhi jivhado sameva spurattada. When we take to the transcendental loving service of the Lord, then the Lord reveals himself. We cannot understand. He reveals himself. Therefore, sevanmukhi jivhado. Jivha means tongue. The first business of us is to engage the tongue in the service of the Lord. So how you can engage the tongue in the service of the Lord? By chanting and glorifying his name, fame, quality, form, paraphernalia, pastimes. This is the business of the tongue. Sevanmukhi jivhado. When the tongue is engaged, gradually all other senses are also engaged in the service of the Lord. The tongue is the most important sense within our body. Therefore, for controlling our senses, it is recommended that one should control first about the tongue. Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings in his song, Tar madhe jivhavati lobho maya sudurmat. Our present conditional state is like this. Sharira avidya jar. We are packed up in the network of this material body. It is just like a fish is caught within a net. Similarly, we are caught up by this network of this material body. Not only this body, we are changing this net in various phases of life. There are 8,400,000 of forms of this network. This is a network of ignorance. Avidya jal. Avidya means ignorance. Sharira avidya jal jarendriya tahe kal. And this network, my imprisonment within this network of ignorance is being continued on account of these dangerous senses. Sense enjoyment. So, out of these dangerous senses, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the tongue is the most dangerous. Tongue is the most dangerous. The tongue, if we cannot control the tongue, then the tongue will oblige me to take different types of body, one after another. If I am very much fond of satisfying my tongue by flesh and blood, then nature, material nature, will give me facility to test flesh and blood fresh and give me a body of the tiger. If I do not discriminate of eating, then material nature will give me a body just like a hog when we have to accept as our food stool. So, we are so-called materially suffering and enjoying according to this body. Therefore, this body, this human form of body, is a great opportunity. Because God realization begins by engaging the tongue. Sevan mukhi hi jivhado. By engaging the tongue in the loving service of the Lord, one can make advance in Krishna consciousness, ultimate realization of God, the tongue. So this tongue in the human body can be engaged. In other body, in the cat's body, dog's body, tiger's body, tiger may be very powerful animal. No animal is powerful or better than human beings, that is accepted. So this human form of life is a great boon to the living entity who is traveling through the cycle of birth and death, perpetually changing different sorts of body. Here is the opportunity, human form of body, we can utilize the tongue properly and get out of this class. Sevan mukhehi jivhadu. So, seva means service. Jivha adho, beginning from the tongue. So if we can keep our tongue engaged, always chanting Hare Krishna mantra, because Krishna, this sound is not different from Krishna. Krishna is absolute. Nothing is different from Him. Krishna and Krishna's name is not different. In the material sense, everything is different. I myself is different from this body. I'm not this body. But Krishna is not like that. Krishna and Krishna's body is the same. Abhijananti manga mūrha manasim tanumāsu. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, rascals and fools, they deride at me because I have appeared as a human being. They are thinking just like I am ordinary human being. Param bhavam ajananta. These rascals do not know what is my influence and what I am. Param bhavam. What is my nature? They do not know. Without knowing me, they consider Krishna is an ordinary human being. Abhijananti, mūrha. This very particular word has been used. Mūrha. Mūrha means rascal. So, in spite of this warning, there are so many rascals passing as big scholars. They say like this, when there is order of Krishna that you surrender unto me, the rascals comment, it is not to Krishna, but the unborn spirit which is within Krishna. He does not know that Krishna is not different from his body. Krishna is not different from his name. Krishna is not different from his fame. Anything pertaining to Krishna is Krishna. They are monist. They are philosophizing that oneness. But as soon as they come to Krishna, immediately they divide. Krishna is different from his body. Our body, Krishna's body is different from Krishna. Oh. Sri Krishna Namadi. So Krishna's name and Krishna is not different. Therefore, as soon as my tongue touches the holy name of Krishna, that means immediately it associates with Krishna. Thus, if you constantly keep yourself associated with Krishna by chanting this mantra, Hare Krishna, then just imagine how you are being easily purified simply by this process, chanting. Jivhadu, engaging the tongue in chanting. And your tongue wants very palatable dishes to taste. So Krishna is very kind. He has given you hundreds and thousands of palatable dishes, remnants of foodstuff eaten by him. You eat. In this way, if you simply make it a determination, that I shall not allow my tongue to taste anything which is not offered to Krishna, and I shall engage my tongue always chanting Hare Krishna, then all perfection is in your hold. All perfection. Two simple things. Don't eat anything which is not offered to Krishna. That's our Krishna prasadam are so variegated, nice varieties, that the variety is the mother of enjoyment. How much enjoyment you want with your tongue? You can have simply by eating Krishna prasadam. And the more your tongue is purified, the more you relish the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. Relish. Anandamudi Vardhanam. It is stated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that it increases the ocean of bliss, transcendental bliss. Ocean does not increase. We have no experience within this material world. If ocean would have increased, then all the lands would have been swallowed up many long, long years. Ocean does not increase. But this ocean, transcendental bliss, is increasing. Some of you must have experienced, those who are actually releasing, the authorities like Rupa Goswami. He says that what I shall chant with one tongue, if I would have millions of tongues, then I could chant a little more. And what I shall hear with 2 ears. He's expecting, he's aspiring to have millions of ears and trillions of tongues to release this chanting Hare Krishna. So that is another stage, of course, when this chanting will be so melodious that we shall try to have more ears and more tongue to utilize it. The Atasya Krishna Namadi Nabhavir Grahyam Indri. By our present senses, we cannot understand what is Krishna, or what is God, what is His name, what is His form, what is His quality. Therefore, immediately if we try to understand Krishna by His picture, or Krishna is embracing Radharani or the gopis, we shall mistake. Because unless our senses are purified, we shall accept Krishna and Radharani as ordinary young boy or girl and their dealings. But actually it is not. It is pure. Chaitanya Chaitamrita Kara has distinguished that the loving affairs of the gopis with Krishna and ordinary these lustful dealings of human beings, there is a gulf of difference. He compares that the gopis' love with Krishna is gold, and our so-called love here is iron. As there is difference between gold and iron, similarly there is difference between the loving affairs of gopis with Krishna and this mundane so-called lusty affairs between man and woman, and boys and girls. It is never equal. Therefore, Atasya Krishna Namadi Nabhavirga, these present senses, these impure senses, contaminated senses, cannot understand Krishna. Therefore, we should follow this principle. Sevan Mukhi Hiju Bhadu. First of all, engage chanting Hare Krishna. There is Radha and Krishna. Hara is Radha and Krishna. There is. But don't try to understand by the present senses, but simply chant their holy name, Hare Krishna. Then, Chita Darpana Marjanam, when the dust on the mirror of your heart will be cleaned, and it will cleanse by simply chant Cheta Dattana Mahatam Bhavu Mahadabhagni Nirvapanam, and there will be no more any material condition. That is the next stage. If you chant Hare Krishna mantra without any offense, then immediately the stage will be that you are freed from all material anxieties. That is the test. How I am advancing in chanting will be tested how far you are free from material anxiety.
Chita darpana marjanam bhava mahadavami.
Then real life begins. So long you are perturbed by material disturbances, you should know that your spiritual life has not begun. This is confirmed in everywhere.
Brahma bhuta prasannatmana sochati nakankhati.
Prasanna, Bhagavad Gita says, when one is Brahma realized means one who understands that I am not this body, I am pure spirit soul, eternal servitor of Krishna. Simply understanding that I am not this body, I am spirit soul is not enough. That is not sufficient knowledge. Of course, that is good. That is just on the marginal state between matter and spirit. But you have to transcend completely this material existence and come to the platform of spiritual understanding. So, for that purpose, you have to go farther after Brahma realization.
Brahma bhuta prasannatma.
If you are actually Brahma realized, the symptom will be that you are always joyful, no anxiety. Anxiety, why anxiety? Everything is very nicely discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhayam dityabhi nivesata syat. When we forget Krishna and God, or God, and if we think there is something else than Krishna, then we are afraid. And those who are convinced and realized souls that there is nothing but Krishna, so where is the cause of fear, fullness? Therefore, those who are pure devotees, they are not disturbed in most distressed condition of life. What they think? They think, tattenu kampa. My Lord, it is your great mercy that you have put me into this distressed condition. Tattenu kampa, susumikshamana. So in the distressed condition, the devotees take it an opportunity that I have got a very nice opportunity to remember God constantly. Krishna, you are so kind that you have given me in this distressed condition. So this Krishna consciousness is very nice if we try to make progress on this line, you feel, even, jasmin sthite guru nāpi dukkhena na vichālate, Bhagavad Gita. If one is situated in Krishna consciousness, even in the terrible situation, fearful situation, he is not afraid, just like Prahlāda Mahārāja, you see. Prahlāda Mahārāja, a 5 years old boy, his father tortured him like any. But he was not afraid. He was not afraid. This is the Krishna consciousness state. The boy is not afraid. Even in such tortured condition, when his father challenged him, Prahlad, with whose strength you are so powerful that you do not care for me? Immediately answer, my dear father, by whose power you are talking like that? So, Krishna consciousness is so nice that even one is put into the terrible condition of distress, he is not perturbed. Narayana Parasarbhi, there are many verses like that, you can quote hundreds.
Narayana Parasarvina Kutastana Vibhati. If one becomes Krishna conscious, he is not afraid any condition of life. Na Kutastana Vibhati. Sarga Apavarga Narakeshati. If he is put into the hell or in heaven or in spiritual world and any world, he is happy. Tullartha Darshana. He thinks everything is all the same. Either he put me in the hell or heaven or this or that. We are all the same. Because he is always with Krishna. Chanting Hare Krishna. Krishna is always with him. So, what is the cause of being afraid? This place is not good, this place is very good. No? Wherever Krishna is there, it is very good. That's all. So, we have to practice and train the tongue very nicely. Sevan mukhehi jivahadu same vaspurattada. And the more our tongue is engaged in this loving service of Krishna, it is very nice service. You simply chant and eat Krishna prasadam. Is it very difficult service? Everyone will accept. Oh, yes. But unfortunately, everyone does not accept. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Itadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamati. My dear Lord, you are so kind that you have approached me and by transcendental sound. Or you are always with me. It can't be. If I take, then Krishna is always with me. If I reject, then that is the ignorance. Krishna is everywhere means as soon as we accept Krishna is immediately with us. And as soon as we reject, he is far, far away. So, Krishna can be with us very easily, simply by this chanting or engaging the tongue in his service. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended this process, or he inaugurated this process in this age. Although it is not new system, but he specially introduced, because his incarnation is to reclaim the fallen souls of this age. Before advent of Krishna, he is simply planning, as soon as Krishna will take birth, I will kill him. This is the plan of the demon, to kill God. It is God is dead, that is also killing, one sort of killing. There is no God, I am God. These are all different processes of trying to kill God. God is never killed. Rather, they are killed. That is the whole history. Everywhere.
Whose choice, whose complete choice is it to be a demon? Is it the living entity's choice, complete choice to be demonic against God, or is it part of Krishna's energy to put demons or have created demons at one time?
No.
Is it completely each individual choice to be demon?
Yes, demon means when he is forgotten. When has lost his sense, that is demon. Demon means maya apurhita jnana. Maya, by the influence of maya, the true aspect of knowledge is taken away. Anyone
who is trying to establish it, that there is no God, he is the one. That's it. There are so many philosophers, so many atheists, so many scientists. Their only business is to deny God. They are demons. Yes.
That is their individual complete choice.
But that is ignorance. Yes. Aparita jnana means just like a madman. For the timing, his natural knowledge is taken away. Crazy. What do you mean by crazy? For the timing, his knowledge is taken away. Similarly, when a living entity is in that position, as somebody has taken away his knowledge, that is demonic condition. But he can be re-established again in knowledge. Just like a crazy man is sent mental disorder to hospital for treatment, again he comes as a sane man. Similarly, the demons are just like crazy men. Even they are treated with Krishna consciousness, they can be reverted to their own position. So this is temporary. This demonic nature is temporary due to the contact with Maya. Therefore, the whole business is how to get out of the clutches of Maya. Then there is no more demonic nature. It is artificial, superficial. It comes and goes. As it comes artificially, so it can go out. And the driving method is this Krishna consciousness.
Maya is temporary, and the only thing that is eternal is Krishna's energy, or Krishna and spiritual energy.
Yes, spiritual energy. That is eternal. That is eternal. So we have, due to our ignorance, we have been very much serious with the temporary situation of Maya, and we have forgotten the eternal position. This is our present condition of life. Now this Krishna consciousness movement means his treatment to reclaim the living entity from the clutches of Maya, and then he is situated in a natural position.